Again, I'm thrilled to be partnering with the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurman, on this legislation, along with my colleagues co-authoring this bill, and all of the amazing computer science advocates who are here in the room today. This is a long time coming. This is a lot of people, a lot of different groups, a lot of nonprofits, a lot of advocacy organizations, a lot of companies, a lot of associations have been putting a lot of time into making sure that every high school student in California at least has access to computer science education, and then and then once they have access, make it a graduation requirement. And so very grateful for all the people who have put in so much work over the last half dozen years on this issue. I also want to make a special thank you to Amy and Ratika for coming to Sacramento and sharing your stories with us today. Ratika's story is the reason why I'm authoring this legislation. No student like Ratika had to, should have to seek out and commute to another high school just to access a computer science education in California. Her neighborhood high school, along with every high school in California, should offer a computer science education, and that is precisely what AB 2097 will achieve. I also want to emphasize again that computers and tech innovation exist in every industry in California. Tech is in agriculture, automobiles, entertainment, fashion, banking, marketing, and beyond. Every student needs to be equipped with these skills, whether they plan to work in Silicon Valley or the Central Valley. It's time to take the next step to ensure every high school student in California has access to computer science education, which will help close the gender and diversity gaps and prepare our students for today's and tomorrow's workforce.